You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, brand builders. I hope to see you live and in person at this fall's 6th annual Social Brand Forum. Digital marketing smarts in the heart of the heartland, right here in Iowa City, Iowa. Join past on-brand guests like Jason Falls, Melissa Agnes, Marcus Sheridan, and more. Listeners of the show get the best rate when they use promo code ONBRAND. Learn more and register now at socialbrandforum.com.
Welcome to On Brand, a podcast for brand builders by brand builders. Here's your host, Nick Westergaard of Brand Driven Digital.
Hey, brand builders, have we got a show for you? This week's guest is Mark Vyden. Mark is the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dignity Health. Vyden is responsible for brand development and digital strategies that promote growth, awareness, and consumer preference. Vyden is charged with building a consumer brand for Dignity Health to help drive patient and physician awareness and acquisition. He oversees brand advertising for the organization and is responsible for developing branded experiences through sports sponsorships, pop-ups, and other channels. He is also the business sponsor for Dignity Health's consumer digital engagements, including website development, social media strategies, and native content development. Prior to joining Dignity Health, Vyden held a number of marketing positions, both in Boston and San Francisco. He started his career at the advertising agency Hill Holliday and then moved on to work in the financial services industry. He also led brand development for a boutique agency that served both startups and established brands, such as NBCI, Houghton Mifflin, and Hewlett-Packard. Vyden received a Bachelor of Arts degree in English from Colby College in Waterville, Maine, has served on the San Francisco Board of the International Association of Business Communicators, and is an active member of the Communication Leadership Exchange. Mark, welcome to On Brand.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And in talking through, you've really, you know, looked at the great big question of branding from a lot of different but very specific angles, both in your work right now with health, health and healthcare, as well as finance and startups there as well. So it's all highly specialized, but do you find that it has strengthened kind of your maybe through line on what a brand is and isn't and how branding works, or is it all very different everywhere?
No, I mean, it's a great question. And the reality is, in terms of building a brand, it's finding what's true in any organization. It's bringing out the ethos of an organization, a company, the people behind it. And it's just finding a great modern expression that people can understand and relate to. So be it finance or healthcare, there are always these truths that are embedded within an organization, and it's just giving that life. It's shining a light on what makes an organization special.
Well, I think that's a great way to put it, because I think sometimes, especially in healthcare and finance, with usually pretty close to the reasoning of the regulations that come with them. But I talk with so many healthcare and financial service marketers that kind of have this this woe is me perspective of, oh, well, it's so different for us. There's all this stuff that we can't do. And what you just said of finding what's special about the people internally and the people that you serve, I think that's something anybody can do. There may be a few different hoops to jump through, but it's doable.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's all about telling a story, and it's about finding those stories that are either from your employees, from your customers, but it's bringing those forth, it's really allowing the attributes of the service or product that you're selling or advancing to come through and again in a way that people who may not know you or your service better understand.
Well, I love storytelling and brand storytelling as well. So I think that's got to be a huge aspect of brand building today. To get really specific on the healthcare side of things, some might hear that and say, but what do? We can't share our, patients' health and health history there. How does that work?
Sure. I mean, I think in healthcare, yes, there are, of course, regulations and privacy is paramount, right? If you think about your own healthcare experiences, you trust a provider to safeguard your health information. But, I think moving beyond specific disease conditions and rather finding those things in healthcare that people want to know. Health is one of the most searched topics on Google. I think it's number 5. People are very active in their health. They want to take charge of their healthcare. It's a different day, right? So you now go into a doctor with a sheet of printouts that you've done a research. And so when I think about regulations and I think about brand marketing, it really is finding the authentic stories and information that people are looking for. And I can speak for myself. I've never been hampered or hamstrung by regulations in telling those stories.
I think that's such a kind of a stunning idea, I think, because I think, the regulations sometimes, though very real, aren't handcuffs unless you let them be. Because I think, like you said, you can basically, I don't want to say get around it, but work differently. And, if you're doing your job in, a very story-focused way and approaching it from that kind of brand advertising perspective, I think you can absolutely do amazing things there.
Exactly. And, with digital outputs like social media, there are just more and more channels to tell those stories. And again, we do tell patient stories, but, we follow all the regulations in terms of opt-in. So everything is kosher, if you will. But what I have found is that patients want to tell their stories. Patients come to us all the time and say, hey, I was so moved by your staff, by the people who treated me, and I would love a platform to tell that. And so really, like every other industry, I think, it's activating the consumer. It's allowing them to participate in your communications program. And healthcare is no different.
So on the digital side of things, you did mention the huge disruption. I mean, I think it's disrupted every sector, but I think that especially in healthcare, it's right up there with, the automotive adage that, now consumers are coming in, they know what the dealership paid for the car. Likewise, over on the health side of things, I've Googled it, I've been to WebMD, I've know this and this and this. How has that dynamic of what the customers are, how they're entering the equation in a very different way, from a very different place, and with new information, how is that changing kind of the continued customer experience that they have with the brand?
Sure. Well, I mean, certainly the disruption in terms of digital from a transparency perspective is applicable to healthcare as anything else. And, you can't hide behind a press release anymore. The brand is carried out not by Mark Vyden sitting in San Francisco, but by the frontline employees. And you have to make sure that they have a line of sight to all of the kind of things that are important, care being number one. But when we talk, so at Dignity Health, our mantra, if you will, our slogan is "Hello, Human Kindness." And human kindness is just a way of talking about personalized care. And so when you talk about the disruption from digital, if you know, the consumer is the first to smell if something's wrong. The consumer is the first to point out if we're not living up to that brand promise. And so ensuring that that brand promise is understood at every level of the organization is just critical to having a successful brand.
Yeah, I love the "Hello, Human Kindness" as the mantra for the business, because I think that that's something that, you know, when you're talking about, it's kind of an interesting intersection of kind of patient expectations and also the digital ecosystem also, that I think could probably benefit from some more kindness by everyone in it usually. So I think embracing that and leading with that is an interesting headspace to be in, and a rewarding message to live day in and day out.
Absolutely. And you know, as we're talking about digital, and you mentioned, you know, it's sometimes human kindness is lacking on digital experiences. I couldn't agree more. And we are completely retooling our digital experiences because, you know, after a television commercial, an out-of-home placement, a consumer is next going to most likely experience Dignity Health online. And your online experiences have to match what you're saying in other media. So we want our experiences to, one, be mobile first, and to be intuitive, to be easy to understand, all the kind of things you don't necessarily associate with your healthcare experience. But it's job one here.
Well, and you got me thinking there, too, about what you don't associate with your healthcare experience. It seems like that's also, anytime there's those expectations in place and you can confound them, I think that that's kind of an interesting, I don't know if I want to call it a blank page, but interesting space that you can play with as well.
Exactly. And you know, we've always, so our brand and our brand marketing is, it does set out to really disrupt and to have experiences that are unexpected. So it starts with our advertising. You know, human kindness is a mashup. It means humanity and kindness. And we don't put out into the public sphere communications that are cliched or expected. We really want to find new ways to connect with the consumer. Again, you've seen some of our messaging that uses found footage. So we feel like the best way to be authentic is to not create things, but rather to show what's true in the world and to shine a light on what's right in the world. And I think in this day and age, people are looking for that. And I think the brands that do it well do it from a sincere place, that do it from a place that people don't feel they're being sold a bill of goods, but that's true to who you are as a brand.
Can you talk a bit about how you're using found footage? I think that's fascinating.
Absolutely. So when we decided to launch the campaign back in 2013, what we looked around at the competitive landscape, and what we felt was missing was a conversation of how we treat each other. So you think about a healthcare experience, there's probably no more sacred moment between you and your caregiver, and we wanted to somehow celebrate that and rise up, if you will, to sound grandiose, but to start a movement. You know, it's funny, back in 2013, we saw a society that was sometimes at odds with itself, and I think unfortunately that's probably even more true today, and you know, this organization is about those connections, and Hello Human Kindness for us felt best when we shined a light on what was right in the world. And so that found footage, the divers saving a whale, a helicopter pilot rescuing a dog in the LA basin with the line, "Does everyone matter? Yes. It was through these sort of metaphors, if you will, that we felt was best about our people. You know, our people are always doing what is right, and that's what we want to celebrate.
So very tactically, was this footage that you saw from others that then you sought out? Did you put out a call? How did you, I'm trying to not ask it this way, but how did you find the found footage?
No, and it's a fun exercise. So, you know, as we started the campaign, what we did is we talked to our employees, our physicians, our volunteers. They would share with us kind of examples of things they had seen on their Facebook feed or their YouTube. We, of course, just being consumers of media, saw things on our social feeds, and we were kind of jazzed. So where did we find the found footage? We found it like everyone else. We found it on our Facebook feeds, on our YouTube channels, and it was really fun. Now, I'll tell you the challenge of found footage. You know, you have to secure the rights to it. And a lot of, and that requires a lot of digging. You have to really find the source, ensure that the source is the authentic creator of that. There's often license usage fees in terms of the people in these found footage. So it's easy to find. It's not easy to secure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't even think, finding it's one thing, but then, yeah, it's securing, sourcing it appropriately. But I think the payoff's huge, because I also think, you know, where else you can confound expectations. I mean, I think authenticity in our stories, but also how those stories look. And I think that the public is kind of wising up to these, you know, stock photos, even stock video. That's why the found footage thing's so interesting. That, you know, we can find everywhere. Or we see, oh, every bank's using that photo of that one teller, or it's a multiple hospitals using that same nice nurse or something. But I think that that's a great way to get authentic with what you say and what you do.
Absolutely, and you know, it's funny what you say about how, you know, consumers can sense something that's fake, right? I think consumers are more media savvy than ever before. Consumers are reading about the background on advertising campaigns. They're really looking, I think, for cracks in any strategy you have. And you know, I think by using found footage, we have found a place that springs from people themselves. And you know, they know it. I get emails all the time just saying, "Amazing spot. It really touched me. And hey, here's a few others that are just kind of like it. That take a look." And you know, it's fun. It's the fun part about the job, because people are energized by the things that they create versus what we maybe manufacture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and again, I haven't thought about that. You know, the consumer savviness. You know, we talked about how they're WebMDing everything, but I think it also means it's not just the doctors' jobs. You know, they have more insight on what it is that we're doing as marketers. So I think the task of standing out has become a lot different, especially when you look at, you know, somewhat crowded verticals like health and finance.
Absolutely. Standing out today is more and more difficult because we all see what each other is doing. And, you know, yeah. I have found starting this work in 2013, there's been a lot of encroachment into our space. And, you know, I think the challenge for me as a marketer is, how do you stay true to the essence and core of what you put out there, but constantly creatively evolve it so that you're not standing still, that you're being mindful of what's in the marketplace?
Yeah, yeah. So in thinking of standing out, what other strategies do you have to, you know, knowing that health is very important to people, that it is something people have a deep connection to, but it is a space where many others are, how do you work to differentiate?
Great question. And I think it starts from, again, the programs that are happening within our own organization. And I'll give you an example. We have a campaign called Take 2 Minutes. It's all about mindfulness. And what we have, we started off with a research that was happening in a few of our hospitals that found when people just take 2 minutes for themselves, they're not on their phone, they're not talking to anyone, they're just sort of being present with themselves, like meditation, that they're then going to be more willing, more open to connecting with others. We wanted to do, so we started, this was with our employees, and what we wanted to do was get this out to people. We felt, boy, you know, if people knew that they only needed at a minimum 2 minutes, and of course more is always better, but at a minimum of 2 minutes, that this mindfulness would improve their health, their relationships with others, that this would be something that they would really take to, and they have. So we, with our campaign Take 2 Minutes, we created a lot of different ways into it, if you will. We created videos that used humor. We had tools that allowed people to kind of decompress. And the engagement we saw on social was huge. So how do you keep being relevant to your question? How do you take and be relevant to people's healthcare needs? You know, we have found that what our clinicians are doing is of interest to the public, and we want to just get that out there and allow more people to benefit from that.
Well, I think it's interesting too, because it almost seems like the Take 2 Minutes approach almost seems like it is. It's, I mean, it makes me think of your making your marketing. This is going to sound wrong, but your product, which is better health. And I think, I mean, we all have different kinds of health issues, but I think mindfulness is at its core kind of a baseline level of health and mental health that all of us in this distracting, fast-paced world need help with. So it's almost like you are making your product, your service, a part of your marketing and messaging as well.
Exactly. Making it relevant to people every day, because you don't need to access healthcare services, hopefully, every day. And, you know, but at the same time, we know, as we've talked about, that people are taking a more direct role in their healthcare. So how do you provide the information that's relevant to people at that moment? And then how do you foster those ongoing connections? And again, finding what is needed in society is really important. And we conduct a lot of surveys. We conduct a lot of research into this realm in terms of health and healthcare. And again, we don't want to hide this information. We want to get it out to the public, and we want to do it in a way that often can be engaging and entertaining.
Well, and plus, I think that the other benefit there from that is the, you know, the general awareness that you're going to create with a standard ad, versus if you can, with something that's serving the same purpose as an ad, if you can impact someone's life and do something positive for them, the connection you've made is so much bigger than, hey, there was a billboard over there with our logo on it really big.
Agreed. You know, so I think, I mean, it's such a great point. One, it's gratifying to work in healthcare because you are making a difference in people's lives. And from a marketer perspective, you know, what I want to do is to help really explain who we are, and then again connect people to the kind of services that they may need. And yes, that's part of marketing and increasing growth, but I think it's also something more. It's ensuring that people everywhere understand and have access to healthcare services. And you know, I think I'll go back to Hello Human Kindness, our tagline. It's resonated, I think, so well because people are looking for a friendly face in an often crowded, uncertain healthcare marketplace.
Well, I think that is great, and I do think that, you know, we've kind of come full circle too between the challenges of healthcare marketing, and really when you look at, again, I'm getting hung up continuing to call it a product, but it's a pretty compelling product because it's one that, you know, everybody has health, everybody cares about it. So if you can harness the emotions around that appropriately, what you can do can ultimately be pretty potent.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, I see it obviously much more than a product. What we, you know, our mission is really to improve the health of communities. It sounds like a lofty goal, but it's something we at Dignitied Health take very seriously. And, you know, I think that the brand can play a role in that. So as opposed to an advertising campaign, we want to start a movement. We want to empower people for their own health. And how do we do that? You know, it starts with hello. And then it ladders down that marketing funnel, if you will, to engagement, and then ultimately, or hopefully, utilization of appropriate health services. So, you know, I just have the privilege, really, of shining a light on the people that are incredibly special. And when you work in healthcare, you realize it's not just a product or service. You realize these people, the nurses and doctors, they have a They've come to this not for the business, if you will, but because they want to help people. It's pretty amazing to see. And if I can have a small role in just and just celebrating that you know, I consider that to be a job well done.
Awesome. So in looking ahead, what kind of challenges are on your radar with the healthcare marketing space?
Well, certainly there's a lot of noise in healthcare. It's probably been on the front page of every newspaper for the last, 8 months, if not 4 years. And, you know, I think the challenge is always rising above that, ensuring that you're not getting sucked into that vortex, but staying true to what's true about the organization, staying true to the campaign, and really continuing to move forward. And so, you know, I think the disruptions we're seeing in healthcare, yes, it's noise, but at the same time, what people are looking for is health, and it's health that we want to get in front of people in different ways. So those are the marketing challenges, right? How do you ensure your messages are true to the organization, are positive, are helpful and proactive, and you're not being reactive?
Awesome. Mark, as we start to wrap up, what is a brand that has made you smile recently?
That's a great question. Let's see, there's a couple that come to mind. And when I think about a challenger brand, I think Lyft, the work that they're doing in this space is just, it makes me smile. So, you know, they've just created kind of an irreverent brand, a counterpoint to Uber. It's, I think the work that they're doing to position themselves in a crowded field has really allowed them to punch through maybe above their media spend, because I don't believe they actually put out a lot of advertising. That may change. I think they have a new brand marketer. But Lyft, certainly, if I think of a specific ad, I don't know if you've seen it, but the I thought the Samsung Ostrich commercial for their VR headset was just wonderful. You know, it's an ostrich who has a headset put on accidentally by, and suddenly this ostrich is flying. And what I loved about it is it shows the promise of virtual reality. It shows where that should be going in terms of fulfilling dreams, but in a very funny way. So I think they just did a fantastic job with that.
I love it. So, Mark, where can folks go to learn more about who you are and what you're doing at Dignity Health?
Well, dignityhealth.org certainly will tell you very fully about the organization itself. We have a lot there, not only in terms of health information, but kind of tips for how to live your life in a productive, healthy way. And if you Google Dignity Health on YouTube, you can see all of the advertising and videos that I talked about our work. I think you'd enjoy it if you spent a few minutes there.
Awesome. Well, we will link up to all of that in our show notes. Mark, thank you for joining us on Brand.
I have enjoyed this very much. Thank you.
And before we go, I always like to flip the microphone around to our community. Recently, just as recently as this morning when I recorded this, got a great message from Peter Shankman about a previous podcast I hosted called The Work Talk Show, speaking of life and balance and how work gets done. I will link up to that from the Wayback Files there. Peter, thank you for giving a holler about that, and we will be in touch soon. And if you like something that you heard on this episode or another, or if you have a question you'd like one of our guests to answer, let me know on Twitter using the hashtag OnBrandPodcast, and you may just hear your thoughts right here on the show. You can find links to everything that we talked about at branddrivendigital.com. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, and RSS. Speaking of iTunes, if you like what you're hearing, head over there, give us a quick rating and review, help others find the show. And finally, On Brand is brought to you by my new book, Get Scrappy, Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. Order now at Amazon and check out GetScrappyBook.com for special offers and extras. Until next week, I'm Nick Westergaard, and I'll see you on the internet.
This has been the On Brand Podcast, presented by Brand Driven Digital. For show notes, links, and more, go to OnBrandPodcast.com. Remember, you can subscribe to the show and leave a rating and review at iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.